thousands of people risk their safety to attend this government-organized rally in Mogadishu against al-Shabaab. Somali President Hassan Sheikh Mohamud has been ramping up support for what he calls an all-out war against the armed group. Now he's urging Somalis to report fighters living among them.
If you see someone you don't know in your neighbourhood, please ask him, who are you? If you can't ask him, please call us and tell us that there's an unknown person in your neighbourhood. Then we will ask him, what are you doing? Where did you come from? Nothing wrong with that. It's not as if you're bothering your neighbours.
Al-Shabaab has carried out attacks in Somalia and across East Africa since it emerged in 2007. More than 4,000 people have been killed, most of them in Somalia. The government says it will support communities that expose al-Shabaab hideouts.
Residents of Mogadishu are not safe at any day, at any minute, at any given time. So I think it's about time that the citizens actually rise up and claim their own security backed by the government. And we are seeing across the country a groundswell against Shabaab.
Somalia's military and local armed groups have retaken swathes of territory in central parts of the country in recent months. The operation is backed by US airstrikes and African Union forces. But the group retaliated. In November, fighters stormed a hotel in Mogadishu. The siege lasted nearly a day. And hundreds of people were killed in twin bombings at the end of October. Many Somalis have had enough.
We have to report anyone who we suspect to be a member of al-Shabaab to the authorities because they will kill innocent people.
A recent report by the International Crisis Group says al-Shabaab has reduced recruitment and some foreign fighters are leaving the group. The government says local support is essential for recent gains to continue. Barbara Angopa, Al Jazeera.